Hey, hello, and what's up, y'all? You're listening to the All Things Cultivated Podcast. Welcome to the All Things Cultivated Podcast. I am your host, Sharonda Berry, registered nurse turned holistic health and wellness coach, here to help you cultivate a Christ-centered life of health, wealth, and wholeness. Get ready to find your self-worth, to set healthy boundaries, stop living in fear, foster healthy relationships with men and money, all while having a good time doing it. Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast, guys. We have a truly, truly, truly transformative episode in store for you today as we are diving deep, and I mean deep, into day 19 of the Cultivated Woman Prayer Devotional Journal. Now, just in case you've been living in under a rock, honey, and you have no idea of what the Cultivated Woman is, Aurora, what have you been doing with your life? Introducing the Cultivated Woman, a 30-day devotional journal designed to empower women to cultivate faith, wisdom, and purpose. In a world that often pulls us in 100 different directions, the Cultivated Woman brings you back to your core. Each page is a journey of self-discovery, reflection, and renewal, a space where you can explore your faith, gain wisdom, and unlock your true purpose. Whether you're a career-driven professional, a dedicated mother, or embarking on a new chapter, the Cultivated Woman is your companion on this transformative path. Order your copy today at newberryhealth.com/shop. That's newberryhealth.com/shop to start cultivating the life you are destined for. The Cultivated Woman, your journey to empowerment. I feel like another round of applause is in order. I'm so excited, and I'm just super stoked about the journal that God inspired me to write and all of the positive feedback that I have received. As I said, today we are diving deep into day 19 of the journal, and this is going to wrap up our series. I'm not going to go through the complete journal, but I have been getting really good feedback from our previous episodes, even people who have gone out and purchased the journal because of the episode. So thank you to all of the supporters. And if you haven't got your copy, you can go ahead and do so. Make sure you get a copy for yourself, get a copy for a friend. Today we're coming from day 19. And as always, I read strictly from the journal. And it is entitled A Heart of Generosity. The foundational scripture for day 19 is 2 Corinthians 9:17 that says, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Let me say that again. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. The journal reads, true generosity isn't motivated by guilt or obligation. It flows from a heart that overflows with love and compassion. It's in those moments of cheerful giving that we experience the joy that comes from making a positive impact on the lives of others. The journey of a cultivated woman involves actively cultivating a heart of generosity, understanding that it's not just about the monetary contributions, but also about giving our time, our talent, and our resources for the betterment of those around us. It's about recognizing that giving with a cheerful heart not only blesses others, but enriches our own lives, deepens our sense of purpose and fulfillment. And the challenge of the day is to reflect on how you can cultivate a heart of generosity and give cheerfully in all aspects of your life. Can you remember a time when you gave to others with a joyful heart? How did that gesture make you feel, and what impact did it have on the recipients? Each daily entry has a prayer. So today's prayer is, Dear God, I ask for your guidance in cultivating a generous heart. May I give with a cheerful spirit, recognizing that you love a cheerful giver. Show me how to bless others with my resources and time, just as you have blessed me abundantly. In Jesus' name, I pray. And that comes strictly out of day 19 of the Cultivated Woman Prayer Journal, and it is the foundation of our episode on today. Now, as I said before, at the core of today's episode is 2 Corinthians 9:17. You must decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Generosity isn't just about the amount given, but it is about its intent and purpose. It's about sharing your time, your love, your resources, and your compassion with others. And just as the foundational scripture suggests, it's about doing so with a cheerful heart. Now, with this being said, you know, I'm always going to emphasize having a personal relationship with God. We must stay present with Him for instructions on just how much to give and when to give. As humans, we can give. And give so much that we make ourselves an idol. We make an idol of our giving. And I know I've looked at videos on social media where people are giving, donating things, and they're recording it. And it does make us feel a kind of gushy inside and like, oh my gosh, you have to press the like button because that was so wonderful that they fed the homeless, or that was so wonderful that they gave this person a dollar. But sometimes you have to wonder what's the intention behind it. Maybe it is a true intention. They just really want to bless the person. But once your video starts going viral and the likes start going up and the hearts start going up and the comments start commenting, you know, it's easy for us to start getting prideful at that time and like, okay, no longer am I doing it from a generous heart, but I'm doing it for the likes, the clicks, the views, and the popularity of a situation. So that's why it's always necessary to stay humble and stay close to the presence of God, because He will tell you when to wind it back in. God will tell you when you're doing too much, because sometimes, to be honest, it's as encouraging as it may be to the next person. Sometimes our giving is not it's not for the world to know. Just as our fasting, it's not for everyone to know. It is for you and God and the other person that's involved. And as you know, baby, I am always on here giving my business, right? But today I told you I'm gonna tell somebody else's business. Now, I'm not going to name a name, but I will say that I know someone who's pretty close to me, and I see this in them, and we've had this discussion before, and unfortunately, it did not go over well. Maybe it was my lack of communication, or, you know, I honestly didn't pray before I had the conversation with them because I didn't think it was going to go there. But they are an example of someone who makes an idol of their giving. Putting themselves on a pedestal, not even thinking about it, because I really think that they believe they're being humble, but yet they're always bragging about how much they give, and they also brag about how poor they are due to the fact of their giving. And they look down on those of us who try to be good stewards over our finances, right? Those of us who are homeowners, those of us who own vehicles, those of us who may have savings or checking accounts, or, you know, we're not struggling to pay our bills. They're kind of looking at us like, you know, I'm homeless. I don't have a car. I don't keep any money in my bank account because I get rid of it, because, you know, even Jesus didn't have a home. And He's always said that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to go into heaven. So that justifies them or being broke. But then I had to also come back and tell them, okay, well, look at who you're giving to. First of all, you're bragging about giving. Secondly, you're not giving to the poor. You're not giving to the needy, nor the helpless. You're not giving to children. You're not giving it to widowers or the less fortunate. You're given to able-bodied people who could get up and work if they want to. You're given to people who already have jobs, but they mismanage their finances. You're giving it to women who want to get their hair done. You're giving it to women who just want to go out with the girls. You're giving it to people so they can go and smoke. They've even given money to people who want to go to the club and pop bottles. But at the same time, you want to say that you're more holier than the next person because you're giving all your money away. And I just like to know, how is that godly? How is that godly? I don't think God is going to tell you to bless someone with money so that they in turn can go and sin. Right? Now, so it's not my, it doesn't matter to me if God tells me to bless someone with something, a financial contribution. It is not up to me what that person does with my contribution. You know how some people may be on the side of the road and they're just really scamming. If I felt in my heart to give them the money and then they go and buy drugs or alcohol with it or whatever, that has no reflection on me because I gave in earnest. But to know that somebody wants to go to the club, to know that somebody who has a job just wants extras so they can go get a mani-pedi and get their hair done, and you're just, okay, yeah, I'll bless you. I'll buy your child's Christmas gift, and this child has a mother and a baby and the baby daddy, you know, who can buy their own Christmas gift. But then you want to say, oh, well, I'm going to heaven because I'm broke. And, you know, you're not going to heaven because you have a bank account. You value your money over people, and I don't. Well, God also says a fool and his money shall soon part. And it's also important to God that we are being good stewards over our finances. And just because you give and somebody take it doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do, because people will take advantage of your generosity. If you give it, they will take it. Like they say, if you build it, they will come. Baby, if you give it, they will take it. And if you allow, they will break you. And there is no glory in being someone's fool. I'm a firm believer that you have to find that balance, or you have to find that harmony. Now, if you listen to some of my other previous podcasts, you would know that I'm a firm believer also in not giving people your last. Now, that's not to say that there won't be times when you have to give somebody your last. God may test you like that. He may want you to empty out the bank account. He may want you to go in there and get that very expensive purse and give it to somebody. He may want you to give your last shirt, your last sweater. I'm not saying God never requires us for sacrifice, because that's part of our Christian walk, because he wants to know how much are you valuing these substances or these material possessions over him. But I'm also saying that you have to be led by Christ, not by manipulation, not by guilt, not by pressure, not by your flesh because you're trying to get with someone, or not because you're trying to appear to be more holier than thou, or you're trying to make yourself feel good about a situation. Right? You have to listen to God and see if it's truly him that is asking you to give. And if it is God asking you to make such a sacrifice, obedience is what you want to do. Because God, listen to me, you do not want to be on God's bad side. That's all I'm going to say. You have to be a good steward over what he gives you. But more importantly, you have to be obedient to his leading and his guidance. So how can we cultivate this heart of generosity in our lives? Well, let me tell you, let's look to the Bible for guidance. In Proverbs 11:25, it says, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." This reminds us that generosity isn't just the act of giving, but it's also the act of receiving in abundance in return. So we give to others, and guess what? God will give back to us. But you know, I'm always going to go back to what? That harmony and that balance and that relationship with God, because you got to make it even. And I'm not even going to say it has to make sense, because sometimes God will make us do things that absolutely makes no sense. He will use the foolish thing to confound the wise. So sometimes what he's asking us to do will not make sense, but we just have to make sure that it is ordained by God. So when we give, it will be given back to us. Now, for a long time, I was part of that prosperity gospel, Brigham Monroe out here. You know, and I was just out here trying to make everything a transaction between God. I'm going to give this $23 and read this 23 chapter of this 23rd book. And I'm going to say this 23 times and then I'm going to get a 23% increase and all of those things. I'm going to jump up and down 23 times, going to roll around in the dirt 23 times. You know, it was always transactional. I'm giving because God is going to give it back to me. You know, how many of us remember those prayers and those scriptures? I'm not those those sermons, pressed down and shaken together and running over with men pour into your bosom. You know. Okay, maybe I should. All right. I digress. Do I believe in being pressed down, blessings being pressed down, shaken together and running over? Well, isn't it in the Bible? Okay, is that the infallible word of God? Is God not a man that he can, he's not a man that he should not lie? Okay, so if it's written in the word, then I absolutely believe it. But I also believe that God is not a God of transactions. So every time I give him a dollar, I should not be expecting a dollar in return. Because sometimes God is going to tell me to give a dollar and I'm not going to get a dollar. But what I might get is peace. What I might get is joy. What I might get is contentment. What I may get is fulfillment. What I may get is healing. Who knows what I'm going to get back in return? I may get money for sowing money. I may get a desire of my heart for sowing money. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's between my Father and myself, my Heavenly Father and myself, and not so much so the charismatic leader that's standing before me, making me feel all goosey-goosey and loosey-loosey, and making the hair stand up in the back of my head and making me want to jump and shout and roll over on the floor. Right? Because even though there were so many people telling us that we can get this shaken down, running over, pouring out and blessing, you know, they were not emphasizing the fact that it also depends on our holiness. It also depends on righteous living. It also depends on self-discipline. It also depends on having a heart. Some people not even giving generously or cheerfully. I mean, they're giving generously, but they're not giving cheerfully. They're just giving in hopes that I'm going to get more. I'm going to give this so I can get more, right? They're using God as if he's some type of investment strategy, right? And that isn't always the case. We should give, not even worried about what we're going to get in return, how we're going to get it in return. I know that my God is not going to forsake me. And if I give because of his seed time and harvest and all of that and the promises of God, I know that I'm going to get a return on whatever I give, but I don't place emphasis on that. Matter of fact, I don't even think about it. I know it's coming back to me, but I could care less how or when. It's more important to me, the heart, my heart posture that I'm giving and my relationship with him and whether or not I am being obedient. Generosity isn't always about material possessions either. 1 Peter 4:10, we're reminded that God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. This verse encourages us to share our unique gifts and our unique talents with the world, knowing that contributions can make a significant impact. So what do you mean, Coach? I'm glad you asked. Sometimes we just have a spiritual gift that we can share or we can sow into someone. Maybe it's a word of knowledge. Maybe it's a word of prophecy. Maybe it's a word of encouragement. Maybe it's something as simple as prayer, right? Praying for somebody. How many times has a person's name come across your mind and you feel the need to pray for them? And you're just like, oh God, what is this? Or somebody's name come across you, you've been thinking about this person 2, 3, 4 days and you don't even know why. And you're just saying, Lord, I keep thinking about them. What's going on? Okay, yeah, it's time for you to go ahead and say, well, God, what do you want me to do? Why is this person's name coming across me? God may wake you up in the middle of the night and tell you to get down on your knees and pray for them. God may tell you to call them up on the telephone and give them a word of encouragement. God may call you and tell you to give them a word of prophecy or a word of knowledge. Well, you know, nowadays people just text everything. I'm old fashioned. I like to hear your voice. But, you know, these new people, all y'all do is text, text, text. So, you know, maybe you're just going to text it. I don't know. But whatever it is, you, using a heart of generosity or being generous doesn't always have to mean monetary. So don't feel bad if you feel at this time that I don't have a lot of money to give. How can I receive abundance? Because I can't give abundantly. You can give your time. You can give your compassion. You can give, you know, one of the spiritual gifts that God has given you. Maybe you can bake a cake for somebody. Maybe you're just good at cooking, and maybe a good meal is what somebody needs. Maybe you just have extra time on your hand, and you going and sitting down with an elder person and just having a conversation with them, you'd be surprised at how much that can bless someone. And in return, not looking, not thinking, oh God, I'm going to do this because I'm going to get something out of it. I'm going to do this because I'm going to get a return. Just do what God has asked you to do out of obedience with a cheerful heart. And in return, you will receive. And if you don't get monetary blessings, that's fine. Because you know what's more important than money? Peace, happiness, joy, fulfillment, contentment. All of those things outweigh silver and gold. And you know what is even more important than silver and gold and money? Wisdom. Maybe God would give you the wisdom. And the wisdom that you get, well, Sharonda, wisdom can't pay my bills. Wisdom can't do this, but he can give you one wise idea that could make you a millionaire. He can give you one wise idea that can change the monetary trajectory, your financial trajectory of your life, right? So stop trying to put God in a box and just be obedient. Right. And stop looking for something all the time, because I'm going to tell you, this old fashioned prosperity gospel has had us in a chokehold, and it has us.
Oh, I say it. I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
That is what it does. The enemy loves to take things and switch it up and make it appear as it is and it's not. Like we're missing out on something. And we should not be looking to God as transactional. We cannot be looking into generosity as, man, I just don't have it to give. I just don't have it to give. I can't afford to give. You can't afford not to give. And in this society where everybody is facing self-love, self-this, and I have some episodes. I know you guys are going to go back and say, no, I know, is she contradicting herself? I did say in my first episode, I'm back and I'm better, that I was saying a few things that I had to repent for because I was falling into this new age thing and just trying to get some clicks and views and make those downloads. And I was saying some things that really was not of God. And we cannot be self-centered and selfish. We really should be selfless and always approaching God from the point of, what can I do to bless your people, God? How can I be of service to you? What can I do to bless someone? And not say, well, God, what can I do to get this blessing? Because it's second nature. You bless someone and God will bless you. Don't worry about the time. Don't worry about the place. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just worry about, not even worry, because God tells us not to do that. Just form that personal relationship with God so that you can know what it is that you're supposed to do. And once again, you never know what your obedience is tied to. Let me say that again. You never know what your obedience is tied to. And that's the real tea here. Well, you know what? We don't drink tea. We don't drink tea over here at All Things Cultivated. Not only do we drink coffee, but we drink it black.
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
Amen. That's what we do. That's the black coffee right here. That's the facts upon the facts. So let's wrap this thing up, because, you know, I'm trying to keep the episodes short. In essence, this is what I want you to do. Okay. Aside from going to newberryhealth.com/shop and picking up a copy of The Cultivating Woman, one for yourself and one for a friend, I want you to, while you're there, okay, go to newberryhealth.com/give, G-I-V-E, and Newberry is spelled N-U, not N-E-W, N-U-B-E-R-R-Y.com/give, and take the gratitude pledge. I knew you thought I was getting ready to ask you for some money. I know you were like, oh my goodness, she just sat up here and told us don't be giving all our money away. Now she getting ready to ask us for some money. No, sis. I think it's called the generosity pledge. That's what it's called. So go to newberryhealth.com/give and take the generosity pledge. Then enter your name and email address and let me know that you took the pledge. So you're going to read over that little pledge there and, you know, you're going to say, well, I agree to do this. And over the next week, I encourage you to embrace generosity in various forms. Give a compliment, lend a helping hand, donate to a cause that you're passionate about, share your time with someone who needs it, right? It may be giving somebody money. It may be buying someone dinner, buying someone gas, paying for someone's lunch, paying a bill for someone. I don't know. But again, going back to what I said previously, it could be encouraging someone, giving a word of knowledge, giving a word of prophecy, just whatever. Spending time with someone. I don't know what it is, but pray about it. Take the pledge, pray about it, and spend an entire week looking on ways that you can be a blessing to someone else, knowing that it's going to be reciprocal, knowing that what you make happen for someone, God is going to make it happen for you. But that's not what we're going to focus and concentrate on, okay? We're going to focus on our heart posture and how we can be a blessing to someone else, all right? So remember, cultivating a heart of generosity isn't just about what you can give to others. It's also about what you receive in return. A life filled of abundance, a life full of joy, and a life filled with purpose. Okay, so if you found this episode interesting or good, I really think it was good. I think this was a very good episode, if I may add. So if you feel that this episode was good, find an avocado. Call them over for massages. Just say, hey, I'm going to treat you to a massage. And when it comes over and lays on the table, just squeeze it up real good and see if it's ripe. And on that note, I've got to go. For listening. I pray that the information shared on today's episode was both valuable and life-changing. Feel free to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Rumble. Also, if you wish to financially support the podcast, links to Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee are in the show notes. And please don't forget to subscribe and share. Bye!